welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the seventh story of the Serenity books that we're reading. It's two short stories in one called The Other Half and Downtime. And they were written by Jim Krueger and Zach Whedon, respectively. Art by Will Conrad and Chris Samnee, respectively. Colors by Julius Ota and Dave Stewart, respectively. And letters by Michael Heisler. He did them both.
Respectively.
Sorry, went there. So, The Other Half. Short story. Don't know. Like I said, I think one of these, or maybe even both of them, were the MySpace things. Or they could be things for the especially made for the book here. I'm not entirely sure.
Who knows? Surely not us.
Definitely not us. But we get the crew
a souped up school bus.
It's not a magic school bus, so yeah. But they're trying to darn close. They're holding off Reavers. Reavers are just like the, what's the best way to describe them?
Reaver is like if a person had the appetite of a zombie.
But actual, like, brains.
Well, no, they eat the flesh and everything, like, and they eat them while they're alive.
Well, no, but I'm saying they actually have, brains,
yeah, they,
themselves.
They are
knowingly doing this.
Oh, yeah, they do this intentionally because they are basically,
they're crazy.
Excessively aggressive.
Yep.
They were treated with this chemical.
We don't know that yet.
Yeah, we do. I've seen
that
movie.
We've done
that. Anywho,
don't know that.
I guess that's true. They are terrifying monsters, basically,
yes,
that are in human form.
Basically,
so
think
like
of
Wall
think
Street.
Of... God damn it. Yeah, well, that's just normal. I'll just say, think of like ogres or orcs, but with like a lot more scarring and a lot more self-deprecation.
And dead bodies attached to the outsides of their vehicles like it's a hood ornament.
Yeah. But they're trying to hold off the Reavers while getting away.
Jane, don't eat me.
Because Jane. Inside, apparently, is, you know, Simon and River trying to save this one guy. Not entirely sure who this guy is, what he is doing. But they got to save him. Apparently, he's part of a job. And they need the information that he has. Well, the entire time everything's going on, though, while Simon is trying to save this guy because he's been shot, River is having some like visions of, I think this is things he's done.
This is the contractor guy.
No,
look at the flashback she's having right here, she says this is not what we think it is.
No, but contractor guy had a mustache.
Oh, I guess that's right.
Yeah, I think it's the whole something completely different.
Could be. Anywho.
I think that's just the way they torture people with the same pliers and pulling out their teeth.
I guess so.
Everywhere.
Fucking weirdos.
Yeah, well, you know. Backwards.
I guess if it works, it works.
Yeah, exactly. So, she's having these visions. I think this is of before times. Jane and Mal looks like they're starting to get, like, overrun with the Reavers. Like, bad. But as one is on the side trying to attack Mal, he like shoots it and the guy like drops his gun into
knocks the gun through the window.
Well, he shoots out the window and it happens to fall through the hole, but really what happens.
Yeah.
But it falls into the bus.
Where Simon and River are working on this guy.
Yep. And so, you know, they're still attacking, Reavers are still everywhere. It's a big giant mess. The guy happens to see the gun that fell in and he goes to try and pick it up. Well, no, he goes and picks it up. Simon got knocked out by something, but it looks like something that got thrown in through the window.
Yeah.
It knocks him on his head.
Yeah, some kind of control or something.
Yeah, something. So the guy grabs the gun and points it at River. That's all we get for that for the moment. We then go back outside of the bus, and we've got the Reavers everywhere. And then Wash comes in with Serenity, blows apart the ships, and they take apart the rest of the Reavers that were around there. So, okay, they're safe, quote unquote safe. They stop the bus because obviously Wash is there now, and they go to open up the compartment, and well, the guy's dead now. Apparently they couldn't save him. It was already a delicate operation, but this just kind of he couldn't survive.
Yeah, and
we also get, you know, River
dropping the gun, and then somebody says this couldn't be worse, and then she says it could have been a lot worse.
Yep, because her vision was this guy on Firefly, on Serenity, and everybody dead.
Yep.
So, and Mal even says, you know, I had a bad feeling about this job.
You know exactly why I put you down there, because yep. I had a bad feeling about this,
and I'm glad.
Nobody ever agrees to pay half up front. Welcome to the crew.
Yep. And that's the end of that one. We go into downtime, and it definitely was like the art on this one obviously is the same art from the other two. The other half.
Yeah.
Was the same with what we've already read.
Yeah.
And then we go into downtime, which is a completely different art style. It didn't throw me at first, but it definitely was like...
It's definitely a...
It took me a second.
It was a little jarring.
Yeah.
Because I was like, whoa, where did all of our detail go?
I'm pretty sure we get the same art. Yeah, we get the same art for Shepherd's Tale.
Yep.
So I was happy to get it here so that by the time we got to Shepherd's Tale, it wasn't as bad. But this one, like, they're stuck in a little snowstorm on a planet. Sorry. I flipped the page and I forgot about this. And Wash is just like, yeah, we can't, you know, snow, we can't get out of it. It messes with the tracking and all that. So basically Wash and Zoe are going to have some fun time in the cabin, like they do.
Yep.
We go to Jane and Simon, and he's like, I got a burning in my nethers.
And then Simon's like, I'm going to need to take a look at it. And he's like, oh, God, that doesn't look good.
Oh, well, he also, you know, he's, have you visited a brothel recently? And Jane's like, last night. Okay.
And he's like, I'll get you some antibiotics. And he picks up the needle. And Jane's like, whoa.
Now, mind you, yeah, Jane just takes his pants and just throws them down.
They're down to his ankles.
He's standing there with his dick out. And after Simon grabs a needle.
Well, Simon's like, I'm going to give you an injection. And Jane's like, whoa. And he's like, in your...
But we also see Kaylee and Book happen to just be walking by and seeing this.
And what Book says, Kaylee's like, well, that image ain't gonna shake easy. And Book says, nope, I don't imagine I'll be able to eat for a spell.
I love it. But then we get River walking out in the snow, because that's what River does. But there is a group of, we'll say, bandits up on one of the...
Mercenaries, whatever you want to call them.
They're bundled up. They
knew exactly what they were doing in this weather.
And, you know, they see River, like, jackpot. The crew is now just sitting in, you know, in the dinner. Zoe and Wash come up with their sex face on. I mean... Even Kaylee even says, you know, it's a sex look. And then Simon comes in. Simon comes in, and Jane is like, hey, he's got a shitting grin on his face. And then Simon's like, so,
did Jane tell you here he has a venereal disease?
And it just goes off. It's great. It is wonderful. But then Simon asks where River's at. We go back to River, and she is standing in the middle of all these dead bodies. Because River... You know.
And she walks back in. River, have you been outside? Yeah, I saw a blackbird. Oh, that's nice.
And, you know, she's, you know, as always, like, storm must be clearing. So they start the ship back up.
River, what were you doing out there?
Yeah.
Went to see the snowmen, but they all fell down.
Book hears it, sees it, acknowledges it. And he's like, did you knock him down? River says it was easy, turned out the lights.
Yep. And then she, you know, kind of chuckles at Shepherd or Book, and he's like, what? And she's like, you're keeping a secret. And what's my secret? That it's easy for you too.
Mm-hmm. And the ship goes flying off.
Yeah. Kind of like at the end of the episodes.
Yeah. Actually, been doing that a lot of these issues too. Huh. And that's the end of this episode.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Serenity story.